The Murder Hole is a landmark cave in Botetourt County in Catawba, and there are lots of legends and tales. There is a legend that a tinker man was riding around in his buggy and got murdered by a farmer. What makes the cave so unique is that the entrance pit is large enough to fit an 8-story building into, and it is right on the edge of our driveway. Well, you can't miss this giant hole in the ground, but we did buy it primarily because of its location. But yes, we are adventurers, and so the cave needed someone who could be good stewards of it and who could look out for it, and we are cavers, so we go in the cave in a safe way.
Are there other caves in this area that in the Roanoke Valley maybe that people don't know about?
There's a lot of caves in Catawba Valley, hundreds. In that particular area, most of them are fairly small.
David, you're a videographer. Have you been shooting in caves before?
I've been doing caving and videography in caves for probably a good 30 years.
We're talking with Marion McConnell and David Saki. They're with the Murder Hole Cave documentary project. Marion, so somebody died there, and you said 58, but it was not a murder, correct?
Well, what happened was a VPI student named David Spencer came with his team to practice rappelling into the pit. This was in April of 1958, and as he was coming down the rope, it's called rappelling, the rope, which was manila back then, not nylon as we use today, the rope broke, and he fell to his death. When the police did an investigation, they found out that the rope and all the equipment had been stored at the college, and someone inadvertently put a bottle of Vanisol toilet bowl cleaner in the closet. It leaked, and those chemicals got on the rope, and that's why the rope broke, and he fell to his death. It was ruled accidental. There was some rumor that perhaps the janitor had a thing for the gentleman's wife, but that was never proven.
Marion, now you first wrote a book about the Murder Hole Cave.
The book's been out about 5 years and has all kinds of history and the legends, photographs, poems, and everything about it. But as you know, these days, people love to see video. They love to see movies. So Dave and I have had this in the back of our minds for many years. And finally, we got together and made this 28-minute documentary all about the cave to show people what it looks like to actually go inside of the cave.
One of the main features of this section of the cave is these beautiful draperies. This large formation is called the tobacco shed because they look like tobacco leaves drying in the barn.
David Saki, talk about some of the challenges of filming in a cave in general and in the murder hole in particular.
Well, the biggest challenge, of course, is lighting because there's, as everybody knows, there's no light in caves. So you have to provide all your own lighting. That's a challenge, but it's also a good thing, too, because you have total control over where the lights go and how much light to use. The other challenge, of course, is the caving environment itself. It's fairly dirty, muddy, it's very humid, and it can be pretty hard on your gear and equipment. Also, too, is getting your gear through the cave. In a lot of cases, things are quite small. As a matter of fact, one of the entrances to Catawba Murder Hole is called Fat Man's Misery.
We're talking with Marion McConnell and David Saki. They're with the Murder Hole Cave documentary project. David, how long is this cave? I mean, when you drop down to the bottom, how big is it?
Actually, the total length of the cave is around 4,000, 5,000 feet, but that's one measurement. The other measurement, of course, is the size of the rooms and so forth. And actually, in the mid-level and the lower level, they're quite large, 70 feet high. There's one room that's 70 feet high, a couple hundred feet long, and maybe 30 or 40 feet wide. What's cool is that that particular room actually fills up with water periodically, up to 20 feet deep. The murder holes is quite well decorated. There's massive formations. There's some nice soda straws, helictites.
Marion, with the book and now with the documentary on the Catawba Murder Hole, what's the goal? Is it to get people interested in caving?
Well, because it's so technically difficult and strenuous physically to go into Murder Hole, a lot of people would like to kind of know what it's like without having to go themselves. So this is where they can be an armchair viewer. Come along with us through the video and see what it looks like, dispel some myths, some misconceptions about what it looks like in a cave.